Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Omicron surge likely to increase global immunity. Special grand jury approved in Georgia election probe. And US special envoy urges faster action on climate goals. It's Tuesday, January 25. I'm Anthony Davis. Health officials around the world are finally offering hope that the ebbing of the Omicron wave could give way to a new, more manageable phase of the COVID-19 pandemic, even as they warn of difficult weeks ahead and the possibility of another, more dangerous variant arising. In the US, cases have crested and are dropping rapidly, following a pattern seen in Britain and South Africa, with researchers projecting a period of low spread in many countries by the end of March. Though US deaths, now at 2,000 each day, are still rising, new hospital admissions have started to fall, and a drop in deaths is expected to follow. The encouraging trends after 2 years of coronavirus misery have brought a noticeably hopeful tone from health experts. Rosy predictions have crumbled before, but this time they are backed by what could be called Omicron's silver lining. The highly contagious variant will leave behind extremely high levels of immunity. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci talked about a best-case scenario where COVID-19 would fall to manageable levels so the United States could get back to a degree of normality. And on Monday, the World Health Organization issued a statement anticipating an end to the emergency phase of the pandemic this year and saying that the Omicron variant offers plausible hope for stabilization and normalization. Both Fauci and the WHO's Europe Regional Director cautioned that new variants are likely to emerge, but with vaccination, new drug therapies, and during surges, testing and masks, the world could reach a less disruptive level of disease in which the virus is, as Fauci put it, essentially integrated into the general respiratory infections that we have learned to live with. US judges have approved a request for a special grand jury by the Georgia prosecutor who's investigating whether former President Donald Trump and others broke the law by trying to pressure Georgia officials to throw out Joe Biden's presidential election victory. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis last week sent a letter to County Superior Court Chief Judge Christopher Brasher asking him to impanel a special grand jury. Brasher issued an order on Monday, saying the request was considered and approved by a majority of the Superior Court judges. The special grand jury is to be seated May 2nd for a period of up to a year. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney is assigned to supervise and assist the special grand jury. Willis wrote in her letter to Brasher that her office has received information indicating a reasonable probability that the state of Georgia's administration of elections in 2020, including the state's election of the President of the United States, was subject to possible criminal disruptions. She said her office has opened an investigation into any coordinated attempts to unlawfully alter the outcome of the 2020 elections in this state. The scope of the investigation includes, but is not limited to, a 2nd of January 2021 phone call between Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a November 2020 phone call between U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham and Raffensperger, the abrupt resignation of the U.S. Attorney in Atlanta on January 4, 2021, and comments made during December 2020 Georgia Legislative Committee hearings on the election. In a statement last week, Donald Trump called his call to Raffensperger perfect and said he did not say anything wrong. John Kerry, the US Special Envoy on Climate Change, said on Monday that the world is not on a good track to meet a global goal to avoid the worst impacts of climate change and must intensify efforts to move away from fossil fuels this decade. "We're in trouble. I hope everyone understands that," Kerry told an event called Building Momentum to UN COP27, hosted by the US Chamber of Commerce and officials from Egypt, the host country of the next UN climate summit. Kerry told the event he is concerned about the recent uptick in the use of coal globally and about plans to build new coal plants without carbon capture technology. In November, Egypt will host the next UN climate summit known as COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh, where the government will look to showcase its own work to phase out coal in power generation, improve management of wastewater, and launch construction of public transportation projects. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Hassan Shoukry said as the host of the UN climate summit, "Egypt aims to be a voice for mobilizing climate finance to support developing nations and transforming clean energy technology to African nations who are among those hurt most by climate change." The Environment Minister said Egypt's goal is to generate 42% of its electricity from renewable energy sources. Kerry said actions countries have taken do not meet the severity of the problem, even though a huge amount of good came out of the COP26 summit in Glasgow last November, including concluding the rulebook for executing the Paris Climate Agreement. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
This is Peter.
And this is Tom.
We want to tell you guys a little bit about our podcast. Tom and I met in college, became best friends, and then teachers almost 20 years ago. Sometimes school just does not allow us to elaborate on the topics that we find interesting, like the real shark attacks that inspired the movie Jaws, or the real historical context to Indiana Jones artifacts. Where does cereal come from? Or are zombies real? Does Ben Franklin really deserve to be on a $100 bill? On our podcast, just like in our class, there are no stupid questions.
Just two friends having a lighthearted conversation about history, pop culture, and the context of current events.
Listen to History Teachers Talking Podcast from Evergreen Network, anywhere you get your podcasts.